Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and Jesus Christ, 2026, it hasn't even been a full week yet. God damn it. And with me, I have...
Tonight's show will most definitely disappoint far less people than the Stranger Things finale. It's not a very high bar to clear.
And...
Hey, no, I don't want to go to school again. Oh, shit. Where am I? It's a dream. A bad dream, man. Where am I again?
You're in my bed for some reason.
How did I get here?
I don't even remember. I've slept since... Oh, wait, I remember now. For some reason, you forced me to watch bad animes with you. How dare you make me sit through You Can't Be in a Rom-Com with Your Childhood Friends? I gotta smack you for that.
Okay, that's not my fault. You... Oh. Damn, you know, never mind.
Yeah, already starting off strong this anime season. Yeah, there's been a few good shows I've seen.
I mean, yeah, there's been some good shows, and some I thought, okay. Maybe it's just me, maybe it's just, I don't know, me just getting back to the grind is sort of a, you know, sort of a, yeah.
Yeah, as we all get back into the groove of things, whether it be anime or everything in life being terrible, or this podcast. But, you know, once the gears start rolling again, that'll be, I don't know if that'll be good or bad, but... at least we'll have a takes of plenty to keep you all entertained through, you know, this whole year. So,
yeah, here we are. Speaking of which.
Yeah, here we are, episode 418. So, how did everyone's holiday break go?
Mostly fine. I say mostly because the good was I got myself some cool gifts to myself because I'm a 32-year-old guy now, which that happens. I'm dealing with it one day at a time. Got a 49ers jersey. Got Chromacopia on vinyl. Got a PlayStation themed, you know, not a Stanley Cup because it was on clearance. So I figured why not. Got some new shoes. Black Air Force Ones.
Oh, nice.
It's a mental symbolic thing. Which, I still have to grow into those shoes. I'm not good with... You know, breaking in shoes. Takes a while. Had a good steak dinner for my birthday. I got Wagyu steak, which was very good. And I also got sick with the flu for 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I don't know where I got it from or how I got it, but I was not particularly thrilled about that. Ugh. Terrible. It sucks. But hey. I didn't die, so that counts for something. But yeah, aside from that, it's just been a lot of nothing going on around here. You know, just one day at a time. You can't force yourself into resolutions. You have to take your time and get into it, which I hope to do in this very cramped bedroom of mine, which... Oh, Lord, I got so much shit I gotta do. I'm so behind on everything. One day at a time. Just telling myself, one day at a time.
Yeah, that's all we can do sometimes. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, my holiday has been, well... I mean, it's been fine. Like, had a good Christmas, all that stuff. Just, you know, just chilling with family and all that, which is... Probably do every year, and we'll say during Christmas Day. Well, I watched something Christmas Day, and yeah, it was one by after another, which actually aired on HBO, well, Max or whatever. That movie is, I liked it. It's okay. It's okay. When I say it's the best movie that people bring out, like. I mean, to me, it's good. It's good. I watch it like this. I mean, I say it's hey, it was well filmed, well acted, got some good needle drops in there. And it's a nice flick. I mean, I know it's gonna sweep up in the wolf season because it already did stuff at the Critics' Choice Awards. So now it's gonna go up later. Yeah, cause that one, like, what, best picture? All the other shit, but yeah, it'd be good. And of course, for my other stuff, like, I've been so preoccupied with a lot of stuff with the list. And another thing that I have to postpone, and in case people are wondering, what's the other thing I have to postpone? Well, since I didn't tell y'all, well, I may have told them. I was doing a Quentin Tarantino retrospective of my ranking films of least the best. Well, I didn't finish it at the end of 2025 because I was tired and I had to do the other list, the anime list. My anime.
Lists of plenty.
And we'll go over that, except I already said enough about my anime list, my best stuff, my worst stuff. It's on the blog. You read it. You read it. And of course, as Rob said, getting back to the groove of, looking at new anime this season. And yes, he said one anime that was, that was bad. Pretty bad. And I asked him, looking at me like, what the fuck you made me do? But yeah.
I do not want to think about if it could possibly get worse this season, but a coworker of mine told me that I should watch Sentence to Be a Hero. This is the same coworker that suggested I watch Solo Leveling.
Okay, Sentence to Be a Hero is just, it's a fantasy anime. There you go. That's it.
But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Anyway, for my vacation, well, let me see if I can try and breeze through this as quickly as I can, because there was a lot of stuff. So, I also turned 32. My birthday was spent visiting the Epic Universe, which was a lot of fun. Obviously, most of my time was spent in Super Nintendo World, because you all know who I am as a person. I really liked the Mario Kart attraction, the Donkey Kong roller coaster. There was a pretty tasty banana pineapple float dessert. And why were there Pikmin secretly lodged around the park? What are you trying to tell us, people? Of course, the Isle of Berk was a lot of fun. So many dragons, great stage show, Dark Universe. It never stops being funny. But you know what? It did have a great dark ride. And we do not fuck with the Ministry of Magic for obvious reasons. Then I spent a week, visiting family in North Carolina, which of course meant I got to have Bojangles again. And I finally tried Cheerwine. You know, a guy could get addicted to this stuff.
It is very good, yes.
Also, I am very annoyed because on the day that I flew back, I was like, I got a while. Maybe I could get another bottle of Cheerwine. At least in the stretch of the airport that I was in, there was only one spot that had it. And it was like one of those weird, how some places will have sort of coolers or vending machines set up that you just scan the card, open the door, grab a drink. Apparently that's a thing. And it was one of those. And it took my dumb ass a while to figure it out. I was like, I don't know, maybe I'll find it in actual one of the little marts around where my plane takes off. Nah, nothing. All they had was all the other sodas that aren't Cheerwine. You bastards.
And I think you can't order them.
A specialty around here.
In other words, you gotta come get your damn self.
It's like Faygo in Michigan.
Oh, really? Because I can buy Faygo here.
Oh, well, aren't you lucky? I can't find it anywhere here.
The only time I've ever seen them are, it's either Dollar General or Dollar Trees.
At Dollar Tree and a grocery store I go to.
Okay, but so yeah, apparently Cheerwine's website has a flavor locator, and it does allegedly say that there's some in my general vicinity. I'm going to have to do some investigating when I get a chance. Seriously, you guys have no idea. Cheerwine, it's... Oh my god, you Carolinians were onto something.
Well, yeah. Maybe I don't, because I never tried, and I don't got any here, but okay, I get it. Well, I get you. I get your feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, just throw it at any general shop here in North Carolina, you will find Cheerwine. Get yourself that, some Bojangles, a six-pack of Krispy Kreme, and a little bit of barbecue sauce on the side for the chicken, and you will find yourself to be an honorary North Carolinian. And you will, and you too will say things like veterinarian and caramel. And for the love of God, move your fucking car, asshole! I gotta admit about this. I got cut off and brake checked today. I'm still pissed about it.
Oh, God.
By an asshole in a giant truck, no less.
Oh,
good Lord.
What's those dudes? Oil's doing the big ass trucks. I always hate when I get caught.
Yeah. People in this fucking city can't drive to save their fucking lives.
Yeah. Anyway, I did get some solid gifts, though. You know, got a handful of video games. I got the complete DVD series for regular show. Also, as a treat to myself, I got the big Switch 2 games for the holidays. So, Pokemon ZA, Kirby Air Riders, and Metroid Prime 4. Still haven't played it. I still have the tag muted on Blue Sky because I can't deal with the complaining about the guy with the glasses. But I'll see for myself when I get to that game. Anyway, that's basically about everything on my end. So let's actually dive back into the usual business of this podcast. So there was a handful of songs that we thought were noteworthy that came out over the break. Well, specifically over December. There were a few November songs, but those are maybe like a bit too old, so we're just doing a little December catch-up. So, here is some song discussions from the past month. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us, mark your calendars for new albums, all that fun jazz. For this first song here, we have the return of synthwave producer Carpenter Brute, who, since 2018, has been releasing a series of albums under what he calls the Leather Trilogy, with the third and final one expected to come out sometime this year. And I'm going to assume it's called Leather Temple, like the song we have to talk about here. And this one definitely does not waste any time getting started, spending most of its time vamping on variations of like this really fat, thick synth guitar belting out this kind of, like, you know, very hard-hitting, like, dotted quarter syncopations, mixing up the kind of synth tones and drum rhythms with occasional double kicks, more, like, fuller-sounding production, and these different chugging patterns, and these weird, like, you know, buzzy, like, high-pitched melodies over top it all. Very dystopian, very synthy and heavy, and of course, with this kind of production style, it's no surprise that the ending shifts to a set of riffs and grooves. That pretty much sounds like something Mick Gordon would work on, so that's a big sign of approval in my book.
Took the words out of my mouth, because I have here that the best way to describe this track is to say it's like the music of Doom in Cyberpunk 2077, just with a slower groove with plenty of heavy riffage to it.
Starting off good here. Now, moving on to the next track. We're about a month removed from the newest studio album by Australian prog act Carnival in Verses, coming out February 6th, their first in about 13 years. And now we have the latest single here, which, according to the blurb here, was apparently something that was kind of had its roots all the way back in their earliest album, Themata, from 2005. Jesus, God, remember 2005?
Fuck.
No, I don't.
We were about a year away from the 1-2 punch that was The Black Parade and Kingdom Hearts 2. God, I was never that happy in life ever again.
Oh, we are getting so old.
But anyway, the song here is called Opal, and the opening section, which, you know, spends a lot of time fleshing out the overall tone of the song, is this very, like, lush, like, prog ballad type thing. It's definitely very symphonic, with a lot of violins and harps, these very subtle synths, and these equally subtle, like, clean guitars that help flesh out this kind of symphonic ambiance. The song definitely spends a lot of time building out those melodies and that sense of momentum. As it starts to build, you start getting slight creeps of distortion and more slightly heavier drum rolls to kind of build out suspense. And then eventually it kind of starts going back and forth between symphonic parts, the full band proper writing this slightly steady, slightly off-kilter groove. And when I was thinking about it, listening to this song, the immediate thought that came into my mind was, this kind of sounds like what I wish modern Leprous albums would sound like. Like, this is better than anything Leprous has done on their last few albums. And it's weird to hear them getting, like, you know, completely dunked on by a band that hasn't done anything in 13 years. But, you know, honestly, pretty good song.
I will concur. Give me a more melodic approach to prog structures and I'll be happy. And I am quite happy with this. So, yeah, thumbs up.
Now, moving on to the next track here. Oh, hey, look, we got a one-off here from Floating Points. Remember that tangent we were on earlier? It came back to be important.
Yes.
So, this one's called Corner of My Eye, and rather interestingly, instead of, you know, more of the trademark kind of pulse-pounding electronic house loops and such, this is more of a jazzier track. Which, you know, he's delved into before on albums like Promises and the like. For this one, it's kind of this 6-4, like, jazzy drum loop that holds down the beat pretty consistently with the occasional, you know, off-kilter fill and variation. While you get a lot of these very, like, subtle, dreamlike synths that float over top this entire, I think it's like, 7-minute length song and everything, not much to say overall. It's a very solid composition. It's definitely got like a nice hybridization of the electronic production and the jazz. Good stuff.
Yeah, I gotta say that I got through this track like even though like even though it's more like, you know, Fluent Points more, I mean, more jazz side than electronic side. Like, I will say this, and this last time I mentioned last week, this is like something I would hear from there. At least from when I was like, yeah, I could totally get that.
And now we move on to the next track. So how about this Leon Thomas guy, huh? Ain't sure been getting around a lot lately. Even having a really big hit last year. And now here he is again. Yeah. This time guesting on a song by the Grammy-nominated electronic music duo, Disclosure.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah. The track is called Deeper. As you can expect from the beat, it's this pretty, like, energetic UK garage R&B hybrid type thing. Snares and hi-hats syncopate and shuffle with a pretty, you know, energetic tempo. Has a nice vibe that I think really kind of meets Leon Thomas's energy, so to speak, or the vibe he's trying to bring to the track, rather. In this case, as you can imagine by, like, the title, he's talking about, like, singing about wanting to, like, dive deeper into romance with this woman that he's really, really into. And his vocal performance here has a really good mix of, like, you know, confident swagger and, you know, romance. And it's one of those songs where, like, the amount of effects work and production as far as, like, his actual voice isn't too overbearing. Like, this is a, I know I say this a lot regarding, like, the songs I've heard from him, but, like, this is kind of, in terms of how much production is going into his voice, this would be, like, the right level in my overall opinion. Like, it definitely helps add to, you know, the overall vibe of the beat, but it's not like it's drowning or suffocating in it. Drowning. It's like the lyrics of the song, because there's a lot of water imagery and stuff, and, wait, where was I going with this?
Water, I don't know.
Yeah, the point is, I like the song.
Yeah, this one's nice. I will say it is, I mean, it does, you know, for more than a typical, you know, like, you got, you know, electronic duo doing a song with an R&B singer, and, you know, it does cross more than that pop side, which, okay, I've got a minute. I almost didn't recognize him at first, because I don't know the vocal scene, but then again, maybe I ain't heard much of his stuff, but it's nice. Like, it's basically like what I expect from, like, we team with a, you know, team with electronic producer, well, producers, but yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
All right, and now for our last song here. So it looks like good old Peter Gabriel has a new album set to drop at some point this year, a follow-up to his 2023 record I.O. called, well, O.I. Get it? It's I.O. in reverse. Yeah. And much like with the previous album cycle, apparently full moons and new moons are going to be very important here, as the various songs are going to be, you know, releasing, you know, their dark side mixes and all based on whichever moon is out in full force. Since this is a dark side mix, for this first song, Been Undone, I'm assuming that's a full moon. I forgot to actually make a note of that part specifically, but let's pretend I did. So, as for this single here, Been Undone, unsurprisingly, it's kind of, you know, the sort of experimental art rock type stuff that he's been doing for, you know, a while now. The drums are very light and steady. The melodies kind of have a mix of, you know, subtle synthesizers, flute, acoustic strings, and all this kind of, you know, very ambient new age instrumentation that provides, you know, a pretty solid bedrock for Peter's own vocals. I will say there's this one really weird moment in the song where, like, literally for, like, exactly four measures on the dot towards the end, there's, like, this really rumbling bass synth that just kind of pokes through in the song and then just never comes up again. I don't know what the hell is going on with that, but I kind of respect the audacity of just, like, throwing it in there just because you can, you know?
All I have to say about this is that this is a very good minor key ballad that's about 3 minutes too long.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of a bit much. But, yeah, that'll about do it for the, new song discussion. We'll have a quick break we're gonna go on, and then when we come back, we have a couple news articles, so stay tuned. And we're back. So we have a couple news articles here to discuss, and the first of which is the one bit of good news we have to, settle on, because, God, it's been a long week. It's only January. Oh, God, right, it's that. Look, we need some good news here, and nothing screams good news quite like Drake suffering misfortune.
Yep, once again.
And we got a pretty juicy one here. So, you might have heard in, like, the past couple months that Drake's been involved in lawsuits out the ass, whether it be his extremely ill-advised legal actions and, you know, the fallout of Not Like Us, or him being on the receiving end of various lawsuits regarding, you know, certain financial ties to things. That might actually be relevant here, it's why I'm being vague. So, this time around, Drake is apparently on the receiving end of a class action lawsuit that's alleging a racketeering conspiracy. Yeah, we're going all the way up to RICO shit with this one. So, yeah. This revolves around his investment in the online casino Stake. The class action lawsuit was filed in Virginia, and it's alleging that they're running, you know, illegal gambling operations in the United States. Which, you know, Drake kind of has to be involved in the lawsuit because he's basically their spokesperson, or probably their biggest spokesperson. He promotes the platform a lot. So, there's a lot of stuff to go into here. The main crux of it, first of all, as far as, like, the actual mechanics of Stake, is that while a lot of real, you know, online gambling is outlawed in various parts of the states, various parts of the U.S., apparently, Stake's got the system where, like, they give you, like, free you buy play money, and they give you, like, free tokens that are part of this, like, two-tiered currency system, the tokens of which can be wagered and later exchanged into cash for withdrawal. Now, if the judges deem this whole thing illegal, that could, in fact, you know, be a massive setback for Stake, and Drake would be, you know, on the hook for that, alongside douchebag streamer Aiden Ross.
Oh, this fucker. This also, motherfucker.
Also, there's a third conspirator that's tied into all this, an Australian national named George Nguyen. I'm not 100% sure what his role is. Given that I think Steak is Australian, he might be a significant, you know, head in the platform. Also, he apparently posts a lot of clips on Instagram under a name that I cannot say because I am whiter than Bobby Hill.
Oh,
although no. I have heard rumblings through the grapevine that allegedly this Nguyen guy might have ties to DJ Academics.
Oh,
that doesn't surprise me.
Another asshole. What? Wow.
How many assholes do we got in this place?
Yo.
Yeah, so this is obviously a whole thing, but that's not where it stops. No. So one of the other features you need to understand about Stake is they have what's called a tipping function, which in practice pretty much just lets people transfer funds between accounts. Now, this type of stuff is pretty common in online casinos, but the lawsuit is alleging that Drake, Ross, and Nguyen are using this feature to transfer funds between each other. For what kind of reasons? Oh, there is at least one reason that's alleged. Supposedly, the tipping function, as far as the money that's going to Drake, is allegedly being used to bot his streams.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm bet. So surprised. Notice yeah, how bet. Shocked I am in my voice.
Yeah. All three of these try to, you know, invest in bot farms, you know, to boost up Drake's streaming numbers. Oh, and by the way, in case you didn't hear the news or the last weekend, Aiden Ross, this asshole, he been talking shit about Dochi recently, a lot. Like, basically because, like, Dochi made a track, Trap with SZA, she calls out, you know, streamers like him. He didn't, she didn't say his name. But he felt the way, and he said that, and he called her all sorts of names, called her stuff like bitch and all that other shit, and said that she's the one that they got bots. Yeah, that shit. And also, this motherfucker decided to do a diss track at her, and he brought in as a feature. Let's just say one rainbow hair motherfucker we ain't heard in a long, long while. And I'm not saying his name, but you know who it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, this white boy has the nerve to say some dope shit like that. Like that. Wow, he's out here doing. Matter of fact, I'm not surprised because, like, it's the same dude that, well, he loves talking shit about getting women rappers. He talks shit about Megan, and Megan sued his ass. And, you know what, I hope Doji sues his ass too.
So when's Nicki Minaj getting involved with all this? Because this seems right up her alley right now.
Oh, right, yeah, that's another thing that's been happening.
That woman is gone, like, gone and not coming back.
Good Lord, please tell me she actually... I know she said she wasn't releasing music anymore, but, like...
Good!
Does any of her albums so far qualify as train records? I need to know.
I don't know. I mean,
because if not, then I do in fact want her to release her train record.
Oh boy! Maybe they should team up with you know who.
Ah, god damn!
Even though this news is pretty much us torturing Drake for the millionth time, and rightfully so. I want to put an extra say on this guy because he needs to be like he needs this shit too. Like this smug asshole that let's be honest, he's got me because mostly, most young most young black streamers say, well, they let him get away with this shit. And my young brother, not me, because fuck this nigga.
Seconded. Aiden Ross is just not good. If you are a pro football player, stay away from this guy. You know who you are.
Or at least tackle him into a wall.
Also, you don't sound tough when you say, "Hey, Joe Budden, I got cops on. I got cops on me." Like, what you saying? You got the. You're saying like you're pretty much a bitch who can't fight. So you got people going to be on your side. It's like you got people that hide behind you. So no, I don't buy you as a threat.
We can only hope. And who knows? This something has got to hit, because remember, we actually talked about, like, I think this was back in October, when someone in Missouri filed a complaint against Drake, Ross, and Stake, specifically for how it was an illegal gambling platform. So, you know, with that lawsuit, and with this lawsuit going all the way up to fucking, you know, violating the RICO Act, something's gotta stick. We can only hope.
I hope they get taken for all of the money. I know the suit is looking for like at least $5 million in damages. Just get all the money. All of it. And also, can we please start regulating all this gambling nonsense that's ruining everybody's brains, like even more so than usual? Please? You want to gamble and get lottery tickets. There's actually a little bit of work involved with doing that.
And you might get money out of it.
Yeah. I won like $30 on a couple tickets a little while ago. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. But hey, like American Movie says, it's still better than using drugs, because whenever you use drugs, you always lose. And don't do that.
And if you do win, tickets for the movie lottery ticket. Don't tell anybody.
That sure was a movie.
Movie references. But as we wait to see where that goes, we have one other thing to discuss here. Literally announced right this morning, and we're fitting it in now. We have a festival lineup, that being the 2026 Governor's Ball, taking place in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park, New York City, June 5th through the 7th. So we got the lineup, of course, day by day here. I'll go ahead and start us off with Friday. So your Friday headliners are Lorde and Baby Keem. Then continuing further down the line, we have Cat's Eye, Pierce the Veil. Mariah the Scientist, The Dare, Two Hollis, King Princess, Flip Turn, Audrey Hobart, Turnover, The Betts, RC Drive, Confidence Man, Absolutely. Get it? Anyway, What More, Old Mervs, The Backfires, School of Rock Queens, and Kids Rock for Kids. Is that like Kids for Cash? Or something? What? Whatever that weird annoying thing was that John Oliver was roasting.
Kids Rock for Kids? Why is that? It's like after school special. It's like after school special. Kids Rock for Kids!
It's like a Nickelodeon charity event.
It's like a spell for Kids Bob.
Anyway, who wants to take over for Saturday?
At a climb.
Okay, I guess I'll just take this one. I already know what's coming up and I don't like it. Okay, Saturday headliners are Stray Kids and Kali Uchis. That's cool.
Okay.
What's less cool is fuck you, Diplo. Major Lazer.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
Can that guy just go away, like, permanently, please? Anyway, there's also Blood Orange.
Yeah, him. Wet I like leg. Him.
Yeah, he's good people. Wet Leg. Emile and the Sniffers. Watch how you say that. Raven Lene. Snow Strippers. In June? Okay. Del Water Gap. The Sacred Souls. Spacey Jane. Jane Remover.
On the same day?
On the same billing, even.
Good lord.
Keep them far apart. Wisp, who I assume is not affiliated with Wasp, which is good. Midnight Generation. Flower of Love, all one word. Radio Free Alice. I prefer Radio Dead Air myself, but to each their own. Villanelle. Chanpon. Jay Lamock and Jimmy Boy. Again, all one word.
Okay, I know this is going to be a random reference, but did anybody here ever watch or at least hear of a show called Killing Eve?
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. I heard of it,
I remember the ending kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I just bring that up because, like, wasn't Villanelle literally the name of the main antag on that show? Or maybe not antag, but like the one that like Sandra Oh's character had a fling with.
She was a character on Killing Eve, so yeah.
I was just saying that sounded really familiar, but anyway, Mark, that leaves you for Sunday.
All right, and this for Sunday we got two headlines, that being Jenny and A$AP Rocky. Speaking of which, you said album of yours is this year because you've been playing that shit for the past 2 years, and I was like, it might come out. I don't know, because he released a single today to have Vanilla. But speaking of Stranger Things, Hello Vanilla Rider is in the video. Yeah. But yeah. That's. Yeah, seeing them two. Okay, so we got Dominic Fike. Geese.
know,
Clips.
I'm just going to say it. I don't get Geese. But I do get Clips.
Oh, okay. All right, got Clips. Freddie Gibbs and the Alchemist. Hooray. Japanese Breakfast. Hot Mulligan. Holy Humberstone. Damn it. Yuckers? Cuckers? Damn, how?
I don't know either.
Anyway. Okay. Alright. Rachel Chinori? Fuck.
I don't know, man. Your guess is as good as mine.
Alright. Calamari. Okay. Between Friends. Slater. Be Wise. Hemlock Springs. Lexa Gates. Evening Elephants. After. Hannah Jadagoo. And School of Rock, New York. Which. They got anything with the movie?
Huh, you think maybe they'll duet with Kids Rock for Kids? So, yeah, there is your Governor's Ball lineup. It is one of the lineups of all time.
Well, at least the names that we got names that we know, and, well, the usual, who are you people?
And Pierce DeVale is here, too, because why not, I guess.
Yeah, that's just fucking weird. But, yeah, so have fun with your Stray Kids and Geese. Seriously, I feel like you music blogs are trying to trick me into thinking they're actually worth the number one spots on your list. Getting Killed was fine. But, like, I don't know, that's a whole nother thing, but I'm trying to, I can't let the train get off the tracks. We just got on the tracks. So, with that out of the way, let's go ahead and close things out here with the new album releases for the week of January 9th, 2026. Well, there's just a few things to note here. So, starting at the top, we have a brand new self-titled album from Alter Bridge. From the Proto Men, we have Act 3, This City Made Us. From French Montana and Max B, we have Coke Wave 3.5, Narcos. French Montana still around?
Wait, what? Okay, yeah, did they flee Max B yet? Because they keep on shutting that shit every time. That's my bitches sound. And also, French Montana. I only forgot about him.
I prefer Italian Montana myself. Then there's a new project from Zach Bryan, With Heaven on Top. And for some reason, there's a new project from The Kid Leroy with Before I Forget. Anyway, now it's time to clear house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can you be found on the internet?
The usual places, as per usual. I don't like promoting myself, so I'll just say, if you found the show on any platform, you probably found it through one of us, so you know it already. You know it already. I'm trying to say on social platforms a lot less because it's bad for the brain. Okay, thanks.
Mark, what about you?
Okay, look. One Blue Sky, you already know that since that's one of the few social media things I use, to post stuff. And, of course, my site, mindthehabit1habit1numbers.com. As you can see, it's January. I'm doing time of season shit again. Of course, the anime. One anime called The Dawn Incident, where it's like we get the first half human, half chimpanzee, which you call a humanzee, which that's a weird name. Also, kind of feels kind of lazy. It's interesting to say the least, but yeah.
You know, credit where it's due. When Charlie said, "If you had the disease, I'd shoot you too," to that one high school bully. That was cold. I respect like, that is a hard ass line. But anyway, as for me, you can find me on Blue Sky, other places at Robin Barracuda. You can email me robert@sewerresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to follow us on Blue Sky at surrealresolution.bluesky. Of course, visit the website surrealresolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all of that good stuff. And be sure to find the link to our Discord chat there so you can always, talk about this or that anime or album or game, what have you, and always be immediately notified whenever anything new goes up on the website. So, thank you for listening to this first episode of 2026. We'll, of course, be back next week with more of the usual business, perhaps getting a little bit deeper into, how this year is going to unfold music-wise. And yeah. Until then, I'm feeling kind of hungry after all this. I'm trying to think of where I want to grab some food. I've been hearing about this one place, Zach Fox's Big Nasty Barbecue and Booty Shake. I hear they put ketamine in the ketchup.
Oh shit.